You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony? You're a helpful snowman.
So, today I was exposed to a scam. I mean, I've been exposed to it for a long time, as have all of you, but today, it really came to fruition. Fruitopia. Somebody came, had been in Estes Park, which if you're not from around here is a... I don't know, I feel like every state has their version of this. Colorado has a lot of these, like, mountain resort towns, but not... It's not like a ski resort, right? It's not like... Vail or Aspen or something like that. It's these sort of touristy, kitschy kind of places where there's like a boardwalk you go up and down or something. It's like, I think the California version of this is to have like a seaside boardwalk place where there's, you know, fucking carnival shit and whatever. Probably also the, maybe the East Coast has that or... Or like, if you go out to somewhere and they have a apple orchard, and then maybe they got like a little carnival or something. And so this person went to Estes Park and brought back taffy. Now taffy is like a staple of these things, saltwater taffy. Which, first of all, I was like, wait a second. Why in Colorado, in a mountain, is saltwater taffy like a thing? Like, why are they like, we have the best saltwater taffy? And it's like, where are you even getting the saltwater? Like, this must have started on the coast somewhere. And they're like, oh, saltwater taffy, right? And I'm sure they called it saltwater taffy because they were like, well, we use saltwater to fucking make it. But let's just call it like that's a plus. I mean, in what other situation are you like, ooh, I hope that water is salty as shit? I can tell you right now, I did this Greeley Urban Classic golf tournament, and one of the quote-unquote holes was you had to drink a drink. And the harsher the drink, the fewer strokes you got on that hole, the better your score, right? If I did this golf tournament again, I would do it differently where I'm like... you want to score points. More points wins, because it's like, I know golf, less points is better, but fuck that. Anyway, one of the drinks I made, because I was like, well, I want to have some non-booze options, just in case. But you know, like, if you've ever played a card game, a drinking game, and there's someone there who's not drinking, it is impossible. There's nothing more impossible than playing a drinking card game with someone who's not drinking. Now, here's a little bit of advice, I think. Okay. When you play a drinking card game, you don't actually have to get fucking shit-faced if you don't want to. Right? Like, if you're with people who are carefully monitoring how much you're drinking, then don't play. Don't play at all. But if you're playing with, like, normal people... And you're like, I don't know if I really want to get wasted. Just be like, all right, I'll play. And just take small drinks. No one's going to call you on it. And if someone does, you just say like, you know, I'm pretty wasted already. So I got to take it easy. But the worst thing you can do is just not play. Or not participate in the drinking part, right? And be like, well, I want to play. You can't play King's Cup and not drink because there's no point. That's like playing Monopoly, but you're like, well, I'm not going to use money. Let's just, you know, we'll just put it on a credit card. So anyway, one of the drinks was salt water at this tournament. And the salt water, I tasted it because I was like, I don't know, is it salty enough? Is it whatever? Instantly had a headache. It was the worst thing I drank. And I mean, there was Kool-Aid pickle juice vodka, right? which everyone seemed to hate, and I didn't think was that bad. I don't know what it is about my palate, if we can be generous and call it that. It just seems that things that people find very harsh and distasteful don't do much for me. You know, it's just not, whatever. The salt water, though, is like the rare occasion where I was in that boat and I was like, I identify with your struggle now, people who can't drink whiskey or something, because I was like, my God, this is horrible. Like, it was a horrible sensation in my mouth. It gave me a headache immediately. It made me, like, nauseous. It was disgusting. I mean, there is not an alcoholic drink I would rather, or that I wouldn't go for over another salt water there. And so then the taffy world is like, hey, great news, we have salt water. Oh my God, one of the most abundant things on the fucking planet. Good for you. But then also, you're like, wait a second. All right, now that we've moved into the mountainous area of the world, do we still need to do the saltwater thing? And why taffy? What is with taffy? Do people... I mean, I don't even really like taffy. Taffy is a goo that they just make into a wad. And it's like, here's some wads of goo that we've just added. And it's not like taffy when they make it. Right, it's not like, I don't know, a cookie where you're like, okay, we baked chocolate chip cookies, and the chocolate chips are baked inside, and then we baked whatever fucking snickerdoodle cookies, and those have different shit inside, cream of tartar. They're just like, it's the same goo, and then you just like dump some shit in it, right, to make it taste a different way. Like, who cares? Why is that a thing? Why is this something that we're excited about? And then it was, someone else was like, oh, I'm going to see if you went to the right taffy place. And I was like, hold on. There's more than one taffy place in this town. I mean, this is a small town. And they're like, yeah, there's three. And I was like, how much fucking taffy can one town support? My God. What is the taffy economy like? And the profit on a taffy, a piece of taffy, has to be, like, nothing. And then, so we're headed to Dollywood as part of our vacation. And my boss was like, I bet they have taffy there. And I was like, that is not a bet I'm going to take, because you're probably right. And she's, like, looking around. And then there was a nearby taffy place where it's, like, a coupon for buy 1 pound of taffy, get one free. And I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then they had this machine, right? And it's like, it's the taffy stretching machine. That's like the biggest draw, I think, of the taffy place. Also, the taffy place smells good. The taffy place is like, you know how an ice cream place, if they make waffle cones, the waffle cone smell is fucking amazing. And then you get the waffle cone and you're like, yeah, it doesn't really taste like anything. I mean, it's not as good. The smell of a waffle cone is way better than the taste. Like, if I had to choose for the rest of my life, you could never smell waffle cones again or taste them, I'd be like, well, I will continue smelling them. Fuck the taste. Because they don't taste that great anyway. And so they have this taffy stretcher machine, and I was like, who's to say that they're not just putting, like, one fucking thing of taffy on there and just stretching it all around? I mean, it could be the same taffy on there for months and we wouldn't know. And then somebody was like, no, you know it's different because it's different colors sometimes. And I was like, okay, so you go up there like twice a year? So you know it's a different color twice a year. So we can confirm that they change the color of the taffy on there twice a year. I mean, is it possible that they actually use that taffy and whatever? Sure, absolutely. Is it also possible that they're like, just fucking put some taffy on there, run it all day, and then, you know, turn it off, start it up again tomorrow, like, and then just have it in the window, and we'll actually do the taffy in the back, or get it just shipped in from Maine. It was suggested I quit my job and go under. It was suggested, okay, quit your job, and I was like, I'm already into this plan. go undercover and like expose the taffy industry. You know what I mean? Get a job up there and tell us what's really going on. Taffy is one of those things too. I have no fucking idea what's in it. Like, I assume salt water's in it. I don't even know if salt water's in it. But what else? What makes that goo? What and how did they invent saltwater taffy? Who was the first person that was like, well, I combined this stuff and it made this sort of flavorless goo, and then that can just be a medium for flavoring. Okay, great. Great. Everyone gets real defensive about the saltwater taffy industry. It makes me think there's something going on. Something is not right. Something is rotten in the state of Taffy Mark. So this is like not grocery store, but grocery store adjacent. I just have a thing where like every time I'm out, you know, I'm out on my lunch break at like a Target, right? And you go into Target, and when I'm out on my lunch break at a Target, I'm always like, oh my God. And of course, you get to the little four-way intersection and you're like, I'm behind the person who's just waving everyone through. You know what I mean? And you're like, no, that's not how this works. And you've got a fuckhead on a motorcycle behind you who I guarantee is going through before his time. Anyway, I go out to like a Target, and you just see people around in the middle of the day at Target who just seem to have no agenda and like no time frame. And I get unreasonably angry about that. Like I see them walking around, and I'm like, don't you have a fucking job? And I'm like, well, I have a job. But then I'm also like, but I'm like walking through here with purpose. You know, I'm like checking my watch. I'm not fucking around. I'm not like, no, oh, what do we have here? Shirts, huh? I've heard a lot about these shirts that you seem to have. You know, that's just not, I don't understand. It's like a very lackadaisical shopping trip. But it seems to me like it just pisses me off, even though I know, like, sometimes I'm not at work on a Monday, right? And I'm like, I must be that guy for somebody, but not at Target. I mean, I'm that guy for somebody because I'm out and it's like, why is this guy out just eating lunch at 3:30 in sweatpants, right? Like, this person must be a hapless layabout, as we say, a no good Nick. No good Pete. That's like a no good Nick, but named Pete. Something. You know what I mean? I get unreasonably mad, though. I just feel like, I think like half of what I get mad about in life comes down to, I think, me seeing what other people are doing and being like, how do you have the fucking time for that? Like, nothing pisses me off more than a comment on a YouTube that, like, a YouTube video where somebody's making, like, a real good point. You know what I mean? What they think is a real good point, but it's a real shitty point. Especially because 90% of the time you're like, did you watch the video? Because exactly what you're saying is what the video is. But, when someone makes a comment that's a joke or that's, funny or even something, I don't know, interesting, I'm like, all right, I get it. But when someone just makes a comment of like, geez, your camera is kind of shaky at this part, I'm like, fuck off. Like, fuck. And these aren't my videos. I don't make videos. But I'm like, fuck off. Like, who fucking cares, right? And it's just like, but who has the time? Who is sitting there and is like, not only do I have the time to watch this YouTube video, I have the time and inclination to comment on a video. Or like you read an article and, you know, people are commenting on it on Facebook and you're like, who has the fucking time to do this all the time? You know what I mean? Somebody, there's always somebody who has the time. That's the thing, is like, I feel like I'm in this weird world where time is meaningless to people. Like most people have no concern over spending time, theirs or yours, and but they're very concerned about money. Like they're always talking about saving money or what can I do to save money, or I never have enough money, but they have all the time in the world, and I don't understand that. Also, I kind of think like hey, I have a genius idea for you. Maybe these things are going hand in hand. Maybe if you have a lot of time and not a lot of money, it's because you should be doing some of these time things. You know, maybe you should be using some of your free time to make a little more money. I mean, I know you don't know about the stock market, but if you've got hours of free time every day, maybe spend 20 minutes a day reading through Investing for Dummies. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Who has the time? It's like this guy who comes into my work and, you know, he's always wanting help, like, searching for stuff on Amazon Prime, right? It's got free shipping and whatever. And, like, he came in one time and was looking for a hose attachment, you know, a coupler that puts two, like, garden hoses together, right? And, so I'm helping him look for this garden hose attachment, and he's like, I swear there was one that was $1.99, and it was Prime eligible. And, you know, we don't need to get into the whole tale here, but the point being, we spent probably 30 to 45 minutes searching Amazon to save him $2. You know, and like, a lot of us, when you talk about time versus money, I think it makes it sound like you're just like, I have all the money in the world. And I'm not saying that, but I am saying that I have like enough money, which isn't a lot, but I have enough to where $2 is not worth a half hour of my time. Or I could put it this way. I mean, if $2 is worth a half hour of your time, that's way, way less than, that's not even a quarter of minimum wage, right, that you're spending on yourself. Meanwhile, you've wasted a half hour of time. So it's kind of like, I guess the only people that I think would have that ratio is maybe like, okay, I'm retired, right? And it's like, here's my income. And really, yes, it does make sense for me to spend more money and say, to spend the extra $2 and just buy this one at fucking Lowe's instead of getting one on Amazon Prime. However, I have a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of money, so yeah, I can sacrifice time for money. But like, I would think most people, if you approach them and you're like, okay, so you realize you spent a half hour to save $2, so you're getting, your time is worth $4 an hour to you. I mean, that's fucking crazy. And it's not like you're doing something you enjoy. It's not like he's painting. He's looking for a goddamn hose coupler. Maybe that's his painting. Maybe, you know, coupling hoses is his painting. I don't fucking know. Do-do-do-do, you're a helpful snowman. Do-do-do-do. Hey, everybody. I'm in the car again. You're with me while I'm doing errands, basically. So that's fun for you, because I said it's fun for you. I'm going to be on vacation at some point, so I have to stack some of these up and have them ready to go. So sometimes you got to squeeze some shit into your life. I have also a sore on the side of my tongue, which is awesome, because I feel like it's making me talk like this all the time. It's a disability I have. I have lots of body problems these days. I wonder sometimes, like, you know, when is it just part of getting older? Is it just like you get older and just shit starts falling apart at an alarming pace? It seems unfair that when you're young, you're just like, everything was fine. And then you get older, and I'm not old, I'm in my early 30s. And you get older and it's just like, everything is fucked. Everything is horrible. Nothing is working correctly. I wish I'd done something more foolish with my youth so I could have been like, well, you know, that was, that's something. It's kind of like, I saw this, I don't know if you'd call it a documentary. Just a short thing about the Jackass guys and, you know, they're all like 40 now or something. And they're all talking about their injuries and how they're in, you know, pain pretty frequently and stuff like that. But also we're kind of like, I would do it again. Like if we started up again, I mean, it wouldn't be the same because I can't just recover like I could. But I would do it again if we reunited or something. And it just got me thinking, because I was like, I mean, I feel like my body is turning into a pile of shit and just injuries. And I didn't even do that. How is that fair? It's like, of course, if I had been riding a shopping cart down a roller coaster track and smashed into a brick wall, I'd be like, whenever I had something wrong with my body, it's kind of like if you're a smoker or something and you go to the doctor, and the doctor is just going to be like, it doesn't matter what your problem is. You're like, I think my arm's broken. And they're like, are you still smoking? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, well, there you go. Weakens your bones. I feel like if I was in Jackass, I would do the same thing to myself. Mentally, I would just sort of think, ugh, you know, I'm having a hard time sleeping today. And then I would just kind of go back in my mind to the things I could remember of the injuries that I had and be like, oh yeah, that was kind of fucked up. It's hard for me to sit here and say that that had nothing to do with anything, because, holy shit. That was a rough one. That was a rough one and a tough one. You might notice, too, like, the last show and this show are clips put together. So I've been, you know, starting and stopping and driving and just recording as I go when I get some little bits of time. That's just because I want to make sure there are shows for you. I got one behind and then had to do one ahead, so there's a lot to fit in. But I'm going to do it because I fucking love you. That's how much I love you. That I'm willing to do this. Instead of sitting here and listening to someone who's good at podcasting on my headphones, because that's how I drive. That's safe. I do this for you. The grocery store. There's shopping carts, you know? Shopping carts have that little rectangle for the ads on them, which is crazy. I should look into those, like, for this show and be like, hey, I wonder if I can just get an ad in there. They can't be that expensive, can they? I mean, how much would a sane person be willing to pay for one of those ads? I'm looking at one right now for Gateway Realty Premier. Kelly Babcock, owner/broker. In those words, there's about five fonts represented. And then there's a picture of her pointing at me, and it says, who is the most awesome client I see in my future? You. It's like, oh, good one. Who is the most awesome client I see in my future? You. And there's like a cheesy gateway made out of bricks all around it. This is what you got to do to make it. It seems like in the real estate game, there might be a big aspect of, you make it by having no shame. Like, you're just like, I believe in my product so hard that I'm willing to do this because I think the product should sell itself, but it doesn't. So therefore, I'm going to market like fucking crazy because I think the product is that good. I think that's why I could never be. This is like why I think marketing and stuff is a scam. Like, I think if you're marketing your... I just read this story. I was writing this column about, you know, lessons learned from... I wrote like 100 Lit Reactor columns as of last month or something. And I was reading this story about Stallone, right? And he wrote the Rocky script. And they offered him $350,000. And this is in the 70s. So that's like a shitload of money today. I mean, it was like an unprecedented amount then. And even now would be a crazy amount for a script. But he said no, even though he only had like $150 in the bank, because he was like, they weren't going to let him star in it, right? They were like, no, we're going to put Burt Reynolds or Robert Redford or somebody in there. And so he said no. He was like, well, fuck it, I'm not selling it. And I was like, that takes some, everyone calls this guy a fucking idiot, right? But I'm like, A, he wrote Rocky, which is like one of the best movies of all time. And B, he knew he did a good enough job. He had enough faith in the good work he had done to turn down an enormous deal, right? So to me, I'm like, I have a hard time when people are like, he's fucking dumb. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Might you just be taking the outward appearance, the sound of his voice, and saying he sounds dumb? And therefore, aren't you just stereotyping? Aren't you whatever? Just being kind of a piece of shit person who doesn't exist that I'm talking to? Straw man? So I was doing that and was thinking, like, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the thing when, like, all right, if you write a book, you got to write a book that's good enough that you have enough faith in that you're like, I know it's good. Like, once it's done, you're like, there's no question in my mind of whether or not this is good. And I know what it's worth. And I know what I want to get out of it, right? But, like, as a marketer, that's got to be... You can't possibly have that. Even if I was working for an organization I believed in, you know, or I'm like, all right, I'm a marketer for Apple, and I'm like, I don't know, we make pretty good shit. Every once in a while, something's going to come along where you're just like, all right, so this is another fucking iPad that's just a different size by a degree of 15%. Like, who gives a fuck? Does anyone give a fuck? I don't. And, you know, I got to market this. And now it's like, okay, cool. I'm marketing this thing. I couldn't get behind that on a Rocky level where I'm like, I believe in this product to the point of, you know, utter and total faith. Like, that just wouldn't work for me. So I don't know. There's got to be something to be said for that. Or as a real estate agent... I mean, I don't know exactly how that industry works, but I think you kind of end up with properties, right? Like, you don't necessarily get to pick and choose all the properties or something unless... Maybe if you're, like, really, really good at it or really popular or something. But I gotta believe that you're selling properties at some points where you're just like, this place is a pile of shit, it's in a garbage neighborhood, I would never live here. I mean, I would think if you're a real estate agent... Half the shit you're selling, if you're in a good position, is stuff that you're like, I would never fucking live here. And it's not a matter of taste or something, or like, oh, well, this only has 3 bedrooms and I have 5 kids. It's like, fuck this place. This place is in a horrible spot. It's right off a busy road. It's a shithole. All these things, right? It's too expensive for what it is. I would never live here. You must sell those all the time. So I don't know how real estate agents do it, how they have the faith. Or like, there's my favorite ad on those shopping carts is Mary Shield, who's an accountant, who, my God, does she look like an accountant, and does she look like an accountant who had a picture taken in 1982 and is currently using it today? And my God, does she look like an accountant who in 1982 should have been getting ready to retire? Like, unless it's just a horrible picture, which is entirely possible, because it is, in fact, a horrible picture. But maybe it's a horrible picture in the way it just makes her look much older than she is. But if it's not, if she looks about as old as I think she looks in that, I'm going to be questioning Mary Shield's accounting, because I'm wondering, what was your retirement plan, Mary Shield? Like, what happened to your retirement plan? Did you have a retirement plan at any point? Kind of doesn't seem like it. If I'm being honest with you, it doesn't seem like you've got a big, big, big plans for retirement here. So I don't know, but maybe I should look into it. I mean, I've always thought it would be kind of funny to have ads on things that, you know, I thought about just getting pencils and just being like, this pencil was, you know, you have this pencil because HelpfulSnowman.com bought a bunch of fucking pencils and just put them places. So, go for it. Something like that. I also thought about... So, I spend money on sunglasses because I'm constantly losing or breaking sunglasses. And I thought, maybe what I should do is go to one of these promo companies, you know, and buy a lot of, like, 250 branded sunglasses and just put, like, Dirk Portable urinals on them or something like that. Just because it would be funny, and then I would have enough sunglasses for forever. I mean, I could just have... It would be if I had 25 pairs of sunglasses in my car, that would be only 10% of the sunglasses I own. I mean, how nuts is that? And great. Anytime I'm going somewhere, I'm just like, oh, you need a pair of sunglasses? Here you go. Dirk Portable Urinals. Product that doesn't exist. But, you know, I'd just be like, I have a branding first philosophy. I thought I'd start with the branding, see where that took me, and go from there. If I was an R&B star, I would be Brandy. Get it? Because of branding? That's a good one, huh? Do you like that one? I was in the store also looking at... first of all, there is actually a product called Malk. As was made up in The Simpsons, I believe. You know, I've been... why are my bones so brittle? I've been drinking plenty of Malk. And it looked like there was Malk there. So I don't know, maybe that's a calcium-free milk. But then I was going through just some aisle, because it's like every aisle in the store is just, you know, I guess I gotta go through an aisle of shit to get to other shit. Amazingly, though, I managed to seem to avoid, like, the baby stuff. The baby stuff, I feel like they can put anywhere, because it's like, well, if you need it, you're gonna have to go there anyway, right? You're not gonna have a choice. And I was going through this aisle of, like, juices and stuff, and I was like, there's, like, aloe vera juice, and there's, you know, cactus juice, I think, and stuff like that. I just started thinking, like, we're at the point, like, did we not have enough drinks available to us? It's like, there's somebody out there who's like, I mean, I've tried water, I've tried coffee, I've tried bourbon, I've tried beer, I've tried wine. I've tried Capri Sun. I've tried Kool-Aid. I've tried Sunny D. I've tried Purple Stuff. I've tried Mountain Dew. I've tried Red Bull. I've tried iced tea. I've tried hot tea. I've tried all of... I mean, you could just go so long talking about the different drinks that exist in the world. And then there's somebody out there who, like... looks at the market of drinks available and says, I see a void here. Like, there's something missing here. That's somebody crazy, right? Somebody who's like, you know what industry I'm going to kind of invest a little bit of time, effort, and money into? Marketing a new kind of drink. Because I feel like there's a need there. I feel like the world needs another bottled beverage made out of something. I mean, holy fuck. It's not that I think that the idea of drinking aloe vera... Well, I do think the idea of drinking aloe vera is weird. But it's really not that weird when you consider something like, okay, well, we have this thing called fruit punch, which is just like red sugary water, right? So, and we all kind of accept that. So how weird is it to say aloe vera drink? I mean, at least that's made out of a thing. But it's just at this point, I just feel like if I was an investor and someone's like, we have a new kind of drink, I would be like, well, all right, this better blow my fucking mind. You know what I mean? This better have a pretty damn solid sales idea or like a pretty goddamn, you know, fizzy lifting drink. If you're making that, all right, I'm in. This has an effect that has yet to be created. So I'm in. But if it's like, well, it's a cola, but you can see through it. It's a Sprite, but it's like a different Sprite. It's a root beer, but this root beer is more spicy. All these things, I'd just be like, okay, well, pass. Right now, in my car, I have a plant, a succulent in here. I had like 5 of them that I got last summer and planted them in coffee cups and put them on the windowsill in my apartment. And they were doing really well until the winter, and then they got all fucked up. And it was, I think the problem was I did not realize how much the windows in my apartment let the cold air in, even when it's not cold outside, or, you know, not that cold or whatever. And, like, when it's really cold outside, Jesus Christ, it all just comes pouring in. So it was like, at first I thought they were dying because they weren't getting enough sun, so I was trying to be better about making sure I open the blinds every day. I don't really like, I'm not really an open blinds guy. This is something Poon Master Flex and I talk about all the time, because she's like, she wants to, like, open the shades, and it's like, good morning, good morning, you know, all that kind of thing. And I'm sort of like, I have this preference of sort of being in my apartment and just being cut off from the outside to where I don't even know what time it is. And the keeping the shades drawn is a great way to do that. My old place, I had the curtains, like the landlord makes you have curtains that all look the same from outside. And then I hung other curtain rods around those rods, like over the top of them, in order to create even more shade and almost total darkness, to be honest with you. And I loved it. Like, that was perfect for me. You know, I liked that I could be in my apartment and it would be like nighttime during the day. I don't know why. It's just, this could be all part of, I've been sleeping real, real badly lately. Anyway, real quick, succulents. So, like, most of them died. But one is maybe still alive. It's kind of hard to tell. And so I've been keeping it in my car the last few days. And, like, when I park, I put it up on the dash so it's in the sun. And I'm like, well, it'll get a lot of warmth in the car. Because, you know, it's hot in here. And then it'll be getting lots of sun on the dash. So we'll see what happens. And then I thought about, like, maybe I should get, like, make a little planter box, and I'll put it on the, whatever you call the back dash, behind the back seats. And then I was like, you know, at that point, I mean, the beauty of planting succulents is you don't have to work that hard, right? And you're kind of fucking yourself by just creating a lot more work if you do that. So maybe that's not a great idea, Pete. Maybe that's not one of your top three ideas. See, I've been sleeping like shit. I just wake up, it'll be 2:30, 3 in the morning, and I'm just, like, thinking already. Like, I'm already thinking. Some nights I'm at Poon Master Flex's house, and if I just can't sleep, I'll go home. Because I'm like, I just need to, like, get up and do a couple things, get a drink of water. Maybe I'll, like, watch a video online or something and just, I don't know. It's like, the worst thing in the world is when you're laying there and you're trying to sleep, but you just can't. And it's not going to happen. And you know it's not going to happen. And when you can't get up, when all you can do is lay there, I think this is the experience that most people have when they're camping. Is they're just like, I am not going to fall asleep until I am just so fucking exhausted that my body physically shuts down. You know, just is like, forces me to. And which, this usually happens once I've slept like shit for one or two nights in a row. Then the next night I sleep fine, you know, and Poon Master Flex is like, how'd you sleep? And I'm like, I mean, fine. You know, I just kind of passed out. You get to a point where you're like, I don't think there's any amount of anything that could fuck me up tonight. So that's good. But it's not like I don't need the sleep. Like, this is what Poon Master and I were talking about, was I was like, it's not like I wake up and feel good and refreshed. I feel like fucking dog shit when I wake up. I'm like, oh my god, I feel horrible. This is not fun at all, right? So, I don't know. It's kind of it's a bad scene, man. It's a real bad scene. I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. But the other night, like, I was trying to kind of, I'm always on the search to describe exactly what this experience is like, because I just feel like understanding makes it better for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, if everyone understands what you're going through, I think it's easier to identify, or I don't know. The point being, I thought about this the other night. So I get up, and probably like 4 or 5 days prior, I was talking to Poon Master about something, and I was singing this song, and she's like, "What song is that?" And I was like, "The song they were just playing in the restaurant." She's like, "That's not what they were playing in the restaurant." And she told me what they were playing, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you're right." And then I was like, "What is this song?" Like, I could remember the song, but I had no idea where I'd heard it, who it was by, or whatever. Cut to 4 or 5 days later, and I'm walking back from her apartment to mine, because, you know, I'm not sleeping. It's 3:30 in the morning. And I'm like, "Oh, that's the song." You know, and I remember it. And I was like, "She's right. I heard that in my headphones." That's why she didn't know what it was, and I did. But so this is the kind of thing we're talking about here. It's like it's a weird state of mind, man. It is like it's a tough spot to be in, if I'm being completely honest about it. Like, it's just very weird. Like, that's where my brain is when I'm not going to sleep, is my brain is, it's like it's doing this other warehousey type work of moving all this shit around, that it's like, "Oh, right, we had this unresolved thing where there was a song I remembered, but Cassie didn't remember it. So let's unpack that box at 3:30 in the morning and just do it." And what's weird is it works. Like, I do remember the song, and it wasn't like I was consciously trying to. I just kind of was humming the song in my mind and then was like, "Oh, I know what that is." This happened with another song once before, too. It'll happen a lot. Like, it's very weird. And you know what's really weird? I have, like, a couple what I would consider bizarre techniques for falling asleep. Like, that sometimes seem to work for me, but they just seem weird to me. I almost don't want to say them out loud, because I feel like saying them out loud, I'll overthink them, and then they won't work anymore. I have to think about this for a second. You're a helpful snowman.